This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is the weather supposed to be like, BT?
Terrible tonight. Tomorrow's going to be pretty damp as well. Sunday's going to be fine. I think, if I had to guess, I think the Yankees get rained out today, play a doubleheader tomorrow.
You think so, huh?
Yeah,
I'm looking at it now. It doesn't look that bad.
Now, I haven't checked it in 2 hours. You know, I'm a nut job with this weather stuff, pretty much for the kids' baseball and softball stuff.
But maybe they get it in.
Because I'm supposed to go down to Philly tomorrow for a baseball tournament, and it looks like it's, you know, I go hourly, you know, because I know when he plays and I know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. It's a two-day tournament, and it looks like the morning's going to be a wash, and I see, is it turf, is it grass? But it's going to rain here, I think, pretty much all night.
Right.
Certainly sporadically.
Yeah, but we thought that, too, last weekend. I was shocked that the Mets got all those games in.
I was surprised at that, too.
By the way, this is a bigger conversation where what is up? The weather is what it is, okay? We know that, you know, it's changing. The climate has changed because it never used to be like this where you're talking about 30 degrees and winds and all this stuff. In April, rain out, sure. Okay, that's par for the course. But I don't recall baseball games getting moved with the frequency that we've seen, even in the last week.
Yeah.
The Mets game getting moved, the Yankees entire series getting moved, the start times with Detroit because of cold wind. And, well, like, rain outs, yeah, sure. But, dude, what is going on here? Are we at a point where we have to start reconsidering when they start the baseball season?
When you were out, I'm all for it. I mean, let's start April 15th. I mean, instead of tax day, you know, we could just make it, you know, baseball / tax day. I'm fine with that. And you extend it a little bit later. We're going earlier and earlier, and it's getting worse. I mean, we're getting penalized more and more. There's no consistency to the start of the season. It's frustrating. Now, there's some things that baseball can't control, like the winds, 25 miles per hour in Detroit. Okay. I give him credit for moving that up.
Yeah.
Because that's different than cold. It's almost untenable to play baseball in the wind. Cold's one thing. Suck it up. Wind's tough. But I think that's
also for the fans, too. It's unfair.
I don't disagree with that. You pay that kind of money, but hey, you run the risk. And just like if you buy Jets or Giants and it rains sideways tough, you're out. Or you go and you suck it up. I think for me, the bigger issue was, hey, we start the season, Mets don't play on Sunday. Yankees, second game of the year, they're on Apple or whatever the hell they were on. Like, it's just a very choppy, disjointed start to the season. And I feel like from a Yankee and a Met perspective, I can't get in any flow.
And now the problem is with this weekend, the Mets on the West Coast, which is also with no flow. So, yeah, it's been an up-and-down start to the year. You feel like you're not in a rhythm here of the season. But just the weather, to me, is a major factor in wreaking havoc on the baseball schedule, at least from where we sit in New York on the East Coast. But you saw, like you said, with Detroit, the answer to me would be to push the start of the season back. With the way the weather is changing, the climate has changed. You cannot argue that.
I can't tell you why, but I can't tell you that it has. Yes, I agree
for
with
years,
that.
This has been a thing now where, you know, again, growing up, the weather was a certain way. Maybe not even growing up, maybe as recently as just the last 5 years, there's been a significant change.
Yeah.
But the idea, like, I'm even looking at the calendar next week.
Monday it's going to be 70-something degrees, I checked.
And then I'm looking at potential lows of 30 still next
what?
Week. Yeah.
Well, here's what
That's
I
what
remember.
I mean. Like, we used to turn the corner and say, okay, well, the cold weather is behind us. Yeah. Monday, a high of 65, a low of 41.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, high of 57, low of 38.
Yeah, so still play baseball and softball.
Sunday. Yep. Okay, so next Sunday. So that's after Monday.
Next like, okay, Sunday, I'll be in Dallas. Easter. Okay.
All right, well, whatever. You start getting out of the... Okay, you think, okay, we're turning the corner.
Trending toward May.
Okay.
What is it?
So next Sunday, high of 49, low of 36.
That's fine.
No, but,
it up,
you're still... It's still inconsistent.
I mean, I would like it better. Well, you're talking about a 20-degree drop, you know, from tomorrow, from Monday night.
But we've had that. We had 2 weeks ago. It was one of the most beautiful days.
I got sunburned coaching.
There you go.
It's like 75 degrees out there.
It was warm out. All right, we went to the park that day.
Uh-huh. So, I remember you told me.
So how do you go from that? Usually once that happens.
I don't. You turn the corner for good.
Correct.
I don't have the answer. I don't know. I follow a lot about the world. I follow a lot about politics. I do not profess to know much.
Just make sure you recycle, will you?
Yeah, I do. About global warming, it feels real.
Yeah.
Things are changing. Basically, what's happened, Sal, is our Octobers have really become now our early Mays, and our Aprils have kind of become what our Octobers used to be as kids, and I'll tell you why.
I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't confused by that, but go ahead.
It's just basically flipped, meaning it's a lot warmer in October, and it's a lot chillier and more dank in April. Well, think about this.
Right, like everything got pushed
back. It just got flipped.
Yeah.
It got, like, I remember as a kid, now Halloween, right? I remember I was dressed up as Rocky.
Right.
Right? And my mom did the black and blue makeup, and I had a robe, and I was probably 9 years old, and I brought it up and down the street. I had boxing gloves. I had, I think, maybe Sugar Ray that I got for Christmas, but I had this little punching bag in the basement, whatever. And I was dressed up like Rocky. And now my mom, you know, the Italian warrior, after we talked about this, she's worried about everything. You're going to get sick. You're going to get sick. So because she makes me wear a jacket. And back then, jackets weren't cool like they are now.
Right.
Like, the kid jackets are phenomenal. Hoff, you got three boys. You know, these jackets are sick, dude. I mean, whether it's a North Face, whether it's Nike, it's just a cool jacket. Back then, the jackets, you walked around like you were in a straight jacket. You were frozen, right? Just so cumbersome. And I remember, the point is, Halloween's as a kid used to be freezing. Now, you know, Halloween has now turned into an adult thing as well. We're walking around the neighborhood, you know, a glass of wine, a Yeti, whatever. We're shorts.
Right.
So it's flipped. That's my point.
Yeah, the weather has certainly changed. And based off of that, is it fair to continue to say, well, we're going to start baseball games?
No, I want to push it back.
At the end of March, early April, where
idiots.
Weather is going to wreak havoc.
Well, baseball's idiots.
On the schedule. Not only the schedule, but the fans as well. You're doing your sport a disservice.
Yeah.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
So for all the extra games that everybody's saying, well, we've never shortened the season because of the attendance and the extra games. Yeah, but these games in April, early April, who's going to go sit in Detroit in, you know, 20-mile-per-hour winds
Nobody.
In 30-degree weather?
Nobody.
Or at Citi Field, you're taking on the Blue Jays, whatever it is.
Not many.
Or the Marlins.
Nope.
On a night that's freezing cold.
Well, Hoff and Evan, where'd you guys go? Monday night, Hoff? What was that? And it was chilly, right, when you went with Ev? What
night was that? It was freezing, dude.
It was cold. Was it Monday?
It was Monday.
It's one thing to freeze your ass off for October baseball.
I could also look at it this way, though. Now, part of the great thing about being at Yankee Stadium in Citi is being with, you know, 45,000 of your brethren, and you have a good team, you're pumped up. It's something to be said for. No lines at the bathroom, no lines at the concessions. I might get a greater chance for a foul ball. I don't think they let you do this at Yankee Stadium, but I'm sure at Citi, they're generally a little easier. Like, they probably let you sit wherever you want to an extent, right? They don't bother you.
Well, we were in Evan's seat, so we don't move from there.
But you know what I mean.
Did you score the game, too?
I did not, but can I tell you, a rookie move by me?
What?
It was damp all over the seats, and I sat down in a nice cold. My ass was freezing the entire game.
Why you got to give the usher a 10 spot like the old days? He comes, he wipes it
down. The usher was lazy. No offense to them. They do a great job, but they did barely even look at my ticket. They're like, just go.
That is a rookie move. Well, they probably saw you with Evan. They were like, oh, here he is with a celebrity. I listen to the Rico as well. Go ahead and sit down, sir. I think baseball's got to reassess how they start the season.
Yeah.
Even if it means playing a little bit later, because to your point about October, I think you could, now, not that I want to push the season into November, but I based on the weather patterns that have changed, you're better off starting in mid-April and pushing the season to mid-November.
I agree.
Than you are starting end of March.
Yes, because the back end of the calendars, and I can't tell you why this is the case, it's just experience and whatever. Is warmer, and and by the way, if it's 39 degrees at first pitch at Yankee Stadium, is anybody going to complain when it's game three of the game two of the ALCS? You might complain when it's game two of the season.
Yeah, and you're only impacting, now I know it's the World Series or the postseason, but you're only impacting, you're not impacting the draw because fans are still going to go, and you're not impacting the schedule that greatly because it's one or two series. You see what I'm saying?
I totally get it.
Yeah, as opposed to, Blue Jays don't come in anymore. How the hell?
I know. How are we going to figure this? Like the Giants this weekend. That's a better example. The Giants coming in, Yankee Stadium.
What are they going to do?
Play a doubleheader tomorrow. But, and the other thing, too, I did this when you were out. So there's 30 teams in baseball. 13 of the 30 have either a dome or are in a warm part of the country. All right? Primarily down south, obviously, or out west, okay? And to me, you look at the games like there's an inordinate amount of games, whether it's the Yankees or the Mets or the Twins or the Tower Outdoors in Minnesota Free. They have a heated field, but still cold. The Tigers, the Phillies, the Nationals even to an extent. Like all these cold weather teams, I don't say that you should have every team in the Northeast start with a 15-game road trip.
Right.
That's not fair for the balance of the schedule. But you're telling me that you can't, with all these algorithms and all these ability to manipulate computers, you can't come up with a better equation where you utilize the temperate conditions of Arizona and out west and the domes and just mitigate the amount of times these cold weather teams are outside in April?
And didn't they do that with the Rays this year? Because
they moved to
Tampa. Because they're in Steinbrenner Field, no roof.
Mm-hmm.
I think I heard Dave and Susan talking about this, if I'm not mistaken, where they front-loaded the schedule with a lot of home games. So they wouldn't be playing outdoors with monsoon season or whatever the hell happens in Florida.
Oh, I did not even hear. That makes sense. I didn't even hear that, though.
I don't know when that is. That's, monsoon season, rain season in Florida. But
either.
I'm pretty sure I heard them talking about they front-loaded a lot of home games for the Rays at Steinbrenner Field because of that. So
I think it's August, September. I think a couple times when I went down to Myrtle back in the day, we got hit with some horrendous weather. Now, Myrtle's north of Florida, clearly, but I feel like you get those conditions August, September, I think, the hurricanes and stuff.
Either way, it's a big problem. It could be an even bigger problem moving forward. BT and Sal on the Fan, we'll get back to your calls on Soto, 888-808-1019.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.